getting to the end of this NFT trail. We've met visual artists with big dreams and a bona fide success story. We've learned how NFTs are making their way into music, and we've met people who've invested in NFT art. There's only one thing left to do. Take the plunge ourselves and buy our very first piece of NFT art. That's right, you and me. We're going crypto, buying art and selling it. We're going to be rich. Okay, sorry about that. I mean, it's easy to get swept up in this whole NFT craze, but I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Let me reintroduce myself. I'm Matt Pikin of Blue Ridge Public Radio. You can all relax. I'm still looking to buy my first NFT, but you're just going along for the ride. Don't worry, I'm not using a penny of your pledge drive donations. I've been sitting on all these bar mitzvah checks since 1976, and it's time I put them to use. But also, I'm going in with a little trepidation.
Hi, Kelly. This may have been inevitable, but it does look like fraud has already found its way to the red-hot NFT market.
Tell us a little bit about this rug pull scam, how it works, and why it's on the rise.
Yeah, so we looked at all sorts of different scams. We found three.
HMRC is the first UK law enforcement agency to seize an NFT. I mean, they're on it, aren't they? I've barely just heard of NFTs, and now they're already tracking down fraud.
Lastly, maybe the most challenging hurdle in my path is this. What do I buy? I do have the benefit of some sage advice from the experienced NFT investors we spoke to for part three of this series.
Just like in the physical world, buy what you like.
Buy what you actually wouldn't mind owning if the value goes to zero.
A lot of people want to get into this to get rich quick. That ship has sailed. It has happened in the past, but it's not going to happen anymore.
I think it helps you make your decision if you can see that this artist has a track record of sales. And at some level, you just kind of have to use your own intuition as a human in evaluating people. And sometimes you're wrong.
Got it. So buy art that I'll like, even if it becomes worthless as an investment, which might very well happen, whether either through some scam or just because crypto is so volatile. Would I even be considering this if I just listened to Planet Money? But okay, there's no harm in cruising some NFT art malls and seeing what we find, right? So let's go to Foundation, perhaps the most popular platform for NFT art. Okay, this is a little disorienting and it's easy to get lost here. I can't even begin to describe the variety and subjective quality of all the visuals I'm seeing. Ooh, here's some concert and other documentary photography that's pretty cool. There's an iconic photo of Kurt Cobain splayed backward across the drum set behind him during a Nirvana set in 1990. That NFT sold in February for 5 Ethereum. That's about $15,000. But it's really difficult to find anything you're specifically looking for, unless you know the name of the artist or the artwork. So let's get out of this mall and walk over to OpenSea. It's another platform with a broader array of offerings and categories to search, including original music. Here's one musician doing something really interesting. Utah Carroll is a country artist going by the name Rodeo Queen. She's selling an album worth of songs as separate NFTs for the relatively reasonable 0.04 Ethereum per song, or about $125.
When it's cold, it's twilight time, I feel like I don't have long to go.
But after hours of searching and browsing these platforms, here's my takeaway. Almost everything leaves me feeling a little cold, and the asking prices were too high for anything I really liked. I mean, $15,000 for a Kurt Cobain photo that I could see online anyway for free? Maybe that's my age and history speaking. I grew up in an analog world. I shop at record stores and go to galleries with physical artwork. The tactile is vital to how I experience art. Building community and minimizing risk in the NFT sphere come with spending a lot of time on Twitter, Discord, and other virtual spaces, and that's just not me. So this might be anticlimactic, but at least for now, I'm not opening a crypto wallet or purchasing an NFT. I'll check back occasionally to see what's developing in this world, but for now, my dog and I have a trail to hike. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.